in the land of mercy. The King looked down from his throne. He saw the sick and the homeless and hungry. He saw men lost and without hope. And moved with compassion, he sent out his only son with the invitation to come. This is your invitation. Come just the way you are. Come find what your soul has been longing for. Come find your peace. Come join the feast. Come in. This is your invitation.
Adoration mission statement. Adoration is defined as an intense admiration of the Lord Jesus Christ, culminating in our reverence and worship of Him. Our broadcast is dedicated to exploring the many ways we show our adoration in prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, praise, worship, dance, song, missions, outreach, and Bible study. In adoration, we come before our Lord to have frank and compelling conversation with believers who embody the act of uncompromising appreciation for how the Lord provides for us, and to reverence the very essence of who He is. We invite our listeners to sojourn with us to the throne of grace each month, and continue to draw nigh to our Savior in love through our adoration.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Adoration on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. We are once again just so excited to be able to experience another day in the Lord. That, Father God, we thank you already, Lord God, for a wonderful service tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all those who are listening, Lord, or will listen to the podcast later. We pray, O Lord, that you have thine way in this place tonight, Lord God, that through the airwaves and through the technology, that you will be exalted high above all the heavens and all the earth, O Lord God. That, Father God, that we make proclamation with our mouth and with our hearts that we love you, we adore you, we cherish you, and we honor you, O Lord God. And we honor you in our worship, we honor you in our praise, we honor you in thanksgiving, and we honor you by showing the love of Jesus Christ to others. Praise God for this wonderful day that you have made, O God. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to your name, God. You are so worthy to be praised. Everybody, for those who are listening in, for those who might come on board in the chat room, this is Evangelist Mac. once again having my monthly opportunity to spread the gospel, to just share, to exalt, to encourage, and to just exclaim the wonderments of our God. And I'm going to do a little chatting up front before we get into our actual program. I'm going to put my producer of the hour on the spot, because it's not Reverend Pat like it normally is, but it is in fact the founder of When Christians Speak Talk Radio, Reverend Ray Rose, and I'm going to actually ask him to keep his mic open tonight, because I might be chiming in every once in a while just to get a response from him, or if he feels free to respond to what I'm doing tonight. He is more than welcome. How you doing, Reverend Ray?
I'm doing all right. Evangelist Max, Evangelist Lewis, I'm doing okay. Good to be on the broadcast. Good to be engineering for you tonight, of course.
Yes, I'm telling you, folks, we had a little before program issues, but and I was just like, okay, I'm just going to wait and trust in the Lord, and as the Lord does. Right at the 5-second point before the actual broadcast took place, I heard a voice in my ear that I wanted to hear, and I know you guys are saying it's the Lord, and you are right, but that other voice that I heard was Reverend Ray.
Oh, boy.
Praise God.
Thank you, Reverend Ray.
Yes, sir. You know, I just wanted to kind of keep you with me tonight, because even though I'm not interviewing you, don't worry, but but you might actually want to throw some dialogue into what we're going to be talking about. So just before we get into the actual program, everyone, I just want to first of all acknowledge a special day today, August 21st. Now, for the rest of the world, you guys are like just in amazement about the solar eclipse and people running around with sunglasses looking up into the sky. Well, that is beautiful, and we know that even that solar eclipse is part of God's handiwork. But I'm going to tell you something, audience and Reverend Ray. August 21st is one of the most special days on this planet, and the reason being is that today is my daughter's birthday. So she is celebrating 22 years of life, and I had to get that out to acknowledge her on the broadcast. She was one of my guests several months ago, and she is my last. Yeah, I hear the clap of applause. Praise God. But I just wanted to give her a quick shout out, because I doubt if she's listening, because she's somewhere at a location that we will not disclose, but she's on a beach, and I'm sure she's having a wonderful time enjoying her day. And I just wanted to acknowledge it, because eventually she'll come around to listening to this broadcast, and she would call me out if I didn't make her the center of attention. So I have done my dutiful diligence, Reverend Ray, and so now I think I can talk about a few things before we get into the broadcast that are really meant to help the broadcast. So the first thing is, my beloveds, that I want you all to really support the effort that we are doing here, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I mean, this is a nonprofit that is giving opportunity to people like myself to broaden the horizons that God has set, that we can actually fulfill purpose in being able to evangelize and to reach more people than Christ even did while he was on this earth. And so we have a wonderful, splendid opportunity in order to be able to witness to countries around the globe. And at the same time, we can minister to people that are right in our households, right in our communities, that really need to understand that the Christian walk is not one that is so in a box that there's nowhere to breathe, but that Christian people, people that love God, people that have been called and anointed by God, can actually have fun, can actually talk about topics that can actually encourage the body, and for those who are not in the body, to bring them in so that they can experience this wonderful, beautiful experience that we call Christ, and that we have that opportunity, but it comes with a need for being able to support it financially, support it in prayer, and just support it with not just lip service, but support it with action. So I'm just going to throw out this email, website for you. It's simply www.whenchristianspeaktalkradio.com. Go to it. There are many exciting programs on the network. People, you need to hear what the Lord is saying to the churches and to be able to get ready for the explosion that's going to take place in the atmosphere, because we know that his time is coming near when he's coming back. And so everything that we do is in preparation for the day that he returns in the cloud to call us up to meet him in the air. And so when you support When Christians Speak Talk Radio, you are supporting a ministry that is founded on the benevolent love of Jesus Christ. And if you want to further support some efforts that I care about personally, then you all know that I am the founder, or let me correct that, the co-founder of Thirst No More Corporation, and we are a nonprofit that's identified in the state of Maryland. We've been doing outreach efforts around the globe and in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore community, and we are always in need of support, financial support for outreach efforts that we do every fourth Saturday, where we're in Baltimore City distributing food, distributing clothes, also Christian literature. We've been doing that since 2009, actually. And so we are excited about those things. But also, we've been charged to go beyond Jerusalem, beyond Judea, beyond Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. And your host, me truly, has been blessed to be able to go out into third world nations, to eat like our brothers and sisters do out there, to sleep like they do, to live like they live, and to know that the most powerful experience that you can have with God is when you don't have the creature comforts of this world to rely on, when he is the only one that you can rely on. And I'm going to tell you, it will take your worship experience to a whole new level when you can just look at the sky and experience God in the air. So in order to help us, just reach out to us at www.thirstnomorecorp.org, and we will love you and appreciate you, whether it's a financial donation, whether it's going to our comment section to reach out to find out more about us. You know, unlike other nonprofits, if you reach out to us, not only will we respond, but if you need us to come visit, if you want me to come personally and to be a part of your Mission Sunday or missions experience, I will do it with my gas and my time, because that's how much I care about the gospel getting out to the nations. So, again, folks, we need your help. Reverend Ray needs your help, to just, you know, if you go in the chat room, just talk it up, you know, ask your questions, make comments, let us know what we can do better, and let us know where we're doing okay, so that we have a barometer of exactly where we are, and making sure that we're doing everything to edify the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How about that? Did you record that? Maybe we can put that out as an advertisement. Praise God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. But let's get down to it tonight, folks, because we don't have any special guests tonight. We want to talk about something that's dear to my heart, and that something is about God being revealed through music. Mm. Now, it has taken me, I think this is the 19th broadcast, it has taken me this long to actually talk about one of the passions of my life, which is music. And I want to read a quote, hopefully I can find this. And it's coming from a gentleman by the name of William Booth. And just to give you a little background about him, he is actually the founder of the Salvation Army and a noted evangelist. And if you pull up his name, you'll see that there are many quotes that are attributed to him. All of them are Christian based. All of them are wonderful, and he brings a perspective to the Christian experience that I think you should really tap into, because it's really exciting. But he mentioned something about music, and this is where I kind of took it and ran with it, Reverend Ray, to just just, you know, say, okay, well, what can I do with what he just wrote here so that I can actually center a broadcast around it? So listen to what he says. He says, secular music, do you say, belongs to the devil? Does it? Well, if it did, I would plunder him for it, for he has no right to a single note of the whole seven. Every note and every strain and every harmony is divine and belongs to us. And Reverend Ray, I'm going to tell you something. I took that thing and I said, my God. And it took me to before the foundations of the earth were created, when there was that conflict that took place in heaven, where Lucifer decided that he wanted to rebel against God. And if you know anything in the scripture, you know that among the attributes of Satan in the form of Lucifer, that he was the chief musician in heaven, and he's described as all instruments were actually a part of his body. And I think about how the music has come down in a form that is now polluted. It doesn't glorify God. It doesn't acknowledge God in many instances. And honestly, I'm not even talking about just in secular music, but even some of the Christian music is missing the point of really giving adoration unto God. And so what William Booth is saying here is like, wait a minute. Every note was designed by God, and it was designed for his purpose. It could never, ever truly belong to the devil, because God owns it, and we who are believers need to own it, and we need to be responsible for it and call it out when it is not doing what it's supposed to do in the earth. And what it's supposed to do in the earth is to give adoration unto God, who made music, who is music, and at the same time be able to edify the body, to encourage the body to worship him.
Right.
And so forgive me if I get a little emotional, Reverend Ray, but this is a very sensitive topic for me. And so, my beloved, what I want to do tonight is I pulled out some songs, And I'm not going to sing them. Well, we don't know what I might do. But what I really want to do is I really want to just share the words, share the background of these songs, because they are going in a different place than most music. And so with that said, the first song that I pulled up, my beloved, is a song that was made very popular by Mercy Me, which is a Christian contemporary group, been around for a long time, very popular. It's a beautiful song talking about I Can Only Imagine.
Right.
And let me tell you, I started to do my homework on this particular song, and the first place that I always go to, Reverend Ray, is the writer, because I want to know where the writer was when they put these words together. So the writer of this song, his name is Bart Millard, and he's actually, if my memory serves correct, he's actually the lead vocalist in Mercy Me. If I need to be corrected, audience, just correct me. You can do that in the chat room. But what happened and why this song touched me, it touches me on a few levels. It was inspired by the death of his father, and it made me think about the death of my own father, which has been about 2 years now. And I was thinking about just the emotions that I was going through, because the patriarch of my family was now gone on to be in glory with Christ, and the roles are now changed in my family, and now I have to take the mantle and run with it, and all the responsibility that comes with that, and still, I think 2 years later, still not really having the opportunity to truly grieve, because I've had to deal with other family situations, taking on his role as father and leader of our family. But when I read about Bart Millard, he just simply went to a place where he considered what it would be like to have a heavenly encounter with God. And so this is almost kind of reminds me about what it must have been like for maybe the Apostle John to be on the Isle of Patmos and being the recipient of the Holy Scripture, which we call the Book of Revelation, and just being in the presence of God, and God is pouring out. And it made me think about this song. So I just want to share some of the words of the song with you guys. So it says right here, I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. And Reverend Ray, here's where he seals the deal. He says, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. And you know what I'm saying? Look at what he's talking about. It's like I'm out of my own self. I'm not worried about, you know, like out some of our songs say, you know, like fix it, Jesus, fix it like you said you would, or you know, songs that just talk about the things that we get from God. But this is like, man, I'm just in your presence right now. What would I do? What would I say? How would I feel? Who would I be in the presence of God. Do you understand what I'm talking about, Reverend Ray?
Amen. Amen. I'm enjoying you, bro. I'm enjoying this. Go ahead, Dan.
You know, it takes it from a perspective that many times in our music, it's not that we don't understand that God will provide. And I'm not trying to say anything against those songs where we show God as a provider, you know, that he heals and that he delivers, he makes free. You know, he's the author and finisher of our faith, and we know these things.
Right.
But what would it feel like to just not have the words to say, to just be in awe of the majesty of finally being in that celestial body where only the called could be, and to experience God in the brilliance? You're talking about a solar eclipse. What could a solar eclipse do that God can't do better? Right. How bright could a solar eclipse be? We need sunglasses where in God's presence, my goodness, he lights the universe.
Right.
So it just brings it all into interesting perspective of coming out of our needs, out of our selfish wants sometimes, because sometimes we're just asking and asking as if God is a slot machine that
right.
we just pull the lever and just say, okay, Lord, I'm sending up a prayer right now because I need you. You know, we understand that sometimes you have to go there, and God wants to hear us make these requests, but sometimes we need to have what I call the JFK experience to say, well, what can I do for my country? Well, what can I do for my God? And so to be there to just acknowledge the wonderment of who he is. Listen to this next part. He says, I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. And I thought about it, Reverend Ray. I was thinking about how, you know, it talks about the 4 and 20 elders that are just worshiping God, bowing down, hallelujah, hallelujah, to the God of Most High. I mean, could you imagine that, to be in a state of perpetual worship?
Right. Holy, holy, holy.
Yes. And so what I did, my beloveds, is I went and found a scripture. And this is coming out of all places, Ezekiel. And we're going to be in Ezekiel 1, 26 through 28. It says, above the expanse over their heads was what looked like a throne of sapphire. And high above on the throne was a figure like that of a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire, and that from there down he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him, like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day. So was the radiance of him. Wow.
Yeah.
Let me take you further. Revelation 1, 14 through 16. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. You understand, my beloved, what we're talking about here? We have two instances, and particularly, I want you to understand, I chose these references because one is from the Old Testament and one is from the New Testament, and in each case, it talks about the brilliance of God.
Yeah.
And that he is the light of the world, but the light of the universe. I can only imagine what it would be like to be in his face, to finally, unlike Moses, that who would not look upon God, but we could actually be able to finally see him in our glorified state. I can only imagine, Reverend Ray. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. And what I'm saying, my beloved, if we're not making music to make you imagine, to make you have an experience that's outside of your natural body, to get into the throne room where God is, then we are missing the mark with this music. And I'm just using music tonight as my entrance way in, because that is not the only way to worship, my beloved. But tonight I want to focus on that, because when you understand the power in the notes of every song and the harmonies and melodies and rhythms that make up music, we have to not just hear a beat and get excited because they talk about Jesus, 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 but what are they saying in those songs that will glorify God and sometimes take the shine off of us so that we can actually glorify him, so that we can see him high and lifted up, and that, like Isaiah and his train filling the temple, we need to have that kind of experience in our music, Reverend Ray, because when we have that, that will automatically it will take you to the throne of grace. For those who do not know Christ, they will hear from God directly. I can only imagine. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So, guys, I don't even apologize for getting all into this, because that particular song, I have listened to it for years and years and years, and other artists have done it. But it's those words that, you know, just talk about being in his presence to finally, you know, we keep talking about things from our perspective where, you know, when we talk about heaven and finally going up yonder, we talk about things like, okay, no more sickness, no more disease. See, so many times those things are self-focused, and honestly, that is a form of vanity, because we're always putting the perspective on us while God is looking for us to worship him, not because of what he's given us, because he has already given us the very best he had when he gave us Jesus Christ on the cross. After that, we shouldn't have to really ask for anything, because he already gave it. Does that make any sense, people? So this is why I had to have Reverend Ray online, folks, so he'll eventually bring me back to the earth, because I'm up in the heavenly of heavenlies right now.
So, my brother, you listen, you're praising and worshiping God, and that's basically what we're talking about. You know, true worship,
amen.
True praise. Amen.
Yes.
I would never praise him. I don't know about you, but I don't want any rocks crying out for me.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Absolutely correct. You know, because, Reverend Ray, what I think about is that in everything that God created, we are the only ones that he gave a will.
Mm-hmm.
And with that will, we had to decide who we serve and who we love and who we are dedicated to. And it is so awesome that even though nature has the capability of showing its own praise unto God, but we can do so much more. And unlike the angels, unlike nature, unlike the animal kingdom, they do it because it's on command. But we can do it based upon our decision to choose ye this day who we will serve.
Yeah.
And when we serve God, it should be a wonderful experience. Now, does that mean that it's always going to be easy? No, and we shouldn't even want it to be easy, because we are supposed to identify with Christ, which means that we have to take on the same things that he took on, even if that is persecution, whether that is backbiting, whether that is affliction, whatever it is, we have to experience it for ourselves. That way we understand the wonderful gift that God has given unto us. I can only
imagine.
Yes.
Yes, God.
My God. So, my beloved, here comes another song that, wow, I don't even know where to start with this one. And in fact, the title tells you everything about it. It says, Indescribable. Now, some of you all that are listening, you've probably heard this song by Chris Tomlin. Those others that may not have heard Chris Tomlin's version probably heard a really, really great gospel replica of this song from Kiki Shear. And whichever version that you have heard, oh, my goodness. You want to talk about trying to give a description of God? This song says it all. And for many years, I thought that Chris Tomlin had wrote this song, to find out it wasn't his song at all. Mm-hmm. But it's by a woman by the name of Laura Story. And that's actually her last name, Story. And Laura has a story, so let me share it with you. So she had been, just to give you a little backdrop, she had been part of a Christian group and had was in that group as their bassist and also as a vocalist. And she decided to break off from that group and do her own solo project. And here's where I'm going to start with her story. So it says, challenges related to leaving a band called Siller's Bald, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, where she was the bass player and reluctant vocalist, were overcome when God provided much needed money and more songs for her first solo project. Story began recording her first independent album with producer Stephen Gause and trusted that the last song she needed to round out the album would be provided. Soon after, she was driving down a mountain road, eyes fixed on the majesty of her Creator, when she started worshiping and singing, Indescribable, Uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. Laura Story added verses on the piano and finished the song while reading God's own description of his power and might out of all places, Job chapter 38. And I want to read Job chapter 38 before I read the lyrics of this song, because for my Bible scholars, you will understand where I'm going with this. And for those who are coming into the body of believers through this broadcast tonight, because I claim it in the name of Jesus, what you need to know about Job chapter 38 is this is where, after Job has gone through his afflictions because God had given him up to be tried and tested by Satan, the adversary, because God knew that Job was a man of purpose and of substance, and he gave the devil his very best. And, you know, the devil made claim to Job or about Job saying, well, you know, God, of course he's going to be all right with you because you've given him everything. He doesn't need anything. He's got all the money. He's got the family. He's got all the cattle. He has nothing to ever want or need. And that's why God used him. And so Job was going through, and, you know, I'm just kind of paraphrasing through all of the scriptures to get to chapter 38. But we know that, you know, immediately he lost everything that he had, even to having affliction in his body. And, you know, even to the wife saying, curse God and just die, Job. But along with that, sorry, before I even go to the but, he even had friends that were giving him unwise counsel because they were counseling him from their heads and not from the Holy Spirit. And so their advice was wrong. And so Job is in the midst of having a pity party before God. How many of us have had a pity party before God with the what I call the woe is me's and the, oh, God, why? You know, we get into that place. And so God gave Job the license to be able to get through all of that. And in verse 38, God reminds Job who he is. Am I hitting it pretty good, Reverend Ray?
You are, sir. Preach. Yes.
So here we go. You know, you can read all of chapter 38, but I'm just going to pull out about four verses, I believe. So I'm going to actually start in Job 38, starting at the fourth verse, where it says, this is God talking to Job. He says, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding, who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth as if it had issued out of the womb? So basically God is saying, yo, where were you when I was designing the handiwork of the very universe that you are now in? Where were you when I laid the grid, when I measured all the angles? Where were you when I took the atmosphere, which is nothing, and I formed it and shaped it into what I wanted it to be? Where were you when the decision-making process was going forth on what materials we would use in order to create the firmament and to create the clouds and to create the flowers and to create the animal kingdom and to take the bone from man and create woman? Where were you, Job? You understand where we're going with this, beloved? It takes it out of our pity party. And let me just say this before I get into the lyrics of the song, because we, you know, when times are good, it's so easy to give God adulation and to express the great things that he does for us. When everything is clicking right, when you actually have enough money to cover the month with your bills, you know, when you lose that weight and you look good in your clothes and you feel confident and you walk out there as if you're all that and a bag of chips. You know, we know how to love God then, and we know how to express our love for him then. But what happens when you're going through the mist, when you're going through the storm, when you're going through the trial, when you're going through the affliction? How are you in that? And Job It's not that he wasn't a good man, but he needed a reminder. And some God has to remind us who he is. So let me ask a question, my beloved. If you understand God in the way that God is, how could we ever doubt anything about him when he is the master designer of the world? How could we ever doubt that he doesn't know what we're going through, what our experiences are, who's hating on us, who is out to try to do us harm? How can we ever doubt that God knows all things? He does all things. He hears all things. He feels all things. He loves in all kinds of ways. And this is what it took me to, Reverend Ray, when I thought about this thing, about this indescribable. And, you know, again, I wanted to know where the writer was with all that. And she had her experience just looking out into the sky. And, Reverend Ray, I'm going to ask you a question. Now you looked into the sky and you've seen the formation of the clouds. And haven't you seen pictures in those clouds?
Yes, pictures of angels and face, and even in some cases, like a hand or something like that. You know, and it's the way that God has designed even the stars and everything that you were talking about. I'm just totally amazed and everything. You know, the stars in heaven, they even worship him, you know, and they all worship him. They know, you know, and everything. So, you know, it's amazing. Just taking note of the things that we see every day, you know, that they're even when the wind blows the tree, you know, the wind blows the leaves on the tree, the branches, and they sway. That's God at work, you know. And I just think that we need to recognize that if those things that do not have the breath of life in it can praise him, then we should be able to worship him too. We should be able to praise him too. You know,
praise God, praise God. I can tell you, I used to get up early in the morning and go to the track so I could get a quick workout before I had to go into work. And it would be like something like 4 a.m. in the morning, and it's pitch black outside. And I remember going around the track and just walking, and I'd have my headset on, listening to my music and everything, and just kind of meditating on the things of God, and to just see the transition, Reverend Ray, from the darkness into the, you know, it starts with a thin sliver of light on the horizon, and that thing just expands. It's like opening up the curtains really slowly, and you just start to see everything starting to come together, and all of a sudden you hear that nature is starting to sing, it's starting to make sounds, and you just look and say, my God, you are, it's like an orchestra, like he's just conducting everything each day. You know, I can almost hear the symphony, I can hear the violins and the oboes and the tuba and all the other stringed instruments and the harps and just, oh my gosh, it's just amazing. So listen to what the songwriter wrote. I'm going to give you a little bit of this because I got so excited, time is getting away from me. But listen to these words. It says, from the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing God, all powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing God. Listen to this. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow? Who imagined the sun and gives source to its light, yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night? None can fathom, undescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God, all powerful, untamable. Awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God.
Yes, God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You cannot tell me that you just wrote that because, okay, I need to write one more song to just put on the album, so I'm going to just write this song real quick and just knock it out the box. No, Laura's story had to be in a car on a road, looking at the sky.
Yeah.
And just, God had to slow her down. This is not about albums or projects. I want you to tell them who I am. Mm. I'm indescribable. No one can ever put words around me. No one can ever do that, because you guys are always going to be finite, but I am infinite.
Yeah,
in the same way that you cannot define who I am, even my name in the original language is without pronunciation, because I'm all that, because I'm God. People, do you understand what I'm saying to you? These things are beyond just, oh yeah, well, I know that the Lord is going to provide for me. No, no, no. I mean, he'll do that. Don't get me wrong. But it's so much more than that. It is so much more. Like, if we would just get out of the way, and if we would just say, wow, wow.
Yes.
You know, God has a track record in everybody's life. You know, if you are listening to this broadcast tonight, if you are still alive with what a friend of mine says, breath and britches, if you still have that, then God is still using you. He still has a reason for you to be on this planet in existence. And instead of worrying about the finite temporal things of money and clothes and bling, why don't we start focusing on him and the brilliance of who he is? And as Reverend Ray said, see the angels, the cherubims and the seraphims in the clouds, and to see the streaks go across the sky and the stars by night, and how they communicate the awesomeness of God, that God has not only created this earth, but in the Bible, if you really understand it, there are other places outside of this galaxy that God is in control of, and he orchestrates everything according to his will and his purpose and his way. Can I get an amen on that one?
Oh, amen.
Lord, your name, oh God. Look, I had 5 songs to talk about. I only got through 2. But but I think through those 2, my beloveds, I think you get a picture of where we're going with this. And I might resurrect this broadcast again to do a part 2. But as we get ready to wrap things up, I need for you all to understand that this is not about being a musician or a singer or anything like that, which are wonderful things to be, because that's who I choose to be and God has created me to be. But it's about taking that, taking that idiom called music in this case, and understanding what the real purpose and how it can be used to reveal God. And when God is revealed, then we see him as Father, we see him and experience him as the Holy Spirit, and we experience him as the Son. And by doing that, my beloved, we get to share in the love and the experience of Christ, Almighty God, and that Lord God, we can then worship Him in spirit and in truth. And Lord God, we just thank you. As even now, you can hear in the background that I have some people in the room with me, and they're just exclaiming His holy name, because He's wonderful. He's Almighty. He's God. He's the one who created all the earth. He creates all things. He created the stars. He created the universe. He created the angels. He's everything to us, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you, oh Lord. We give you glory and honor, oh God, because you're worthy. You're awesome, oh God. And Lord God, tonight we come together, Lord God, as a radio family, as an on-air broadcast family, oh Lord, and we make a proclamation to the awesomeness that you are, O Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Lord God, we're not asking for anything tonight, O God, but we want to give adoration unto you, O God, because, Lord God, you have done quite enough for us.
Yes,
you have done everything that we ever needed, O God, and we know that in the midst of the storm that you will be there, Lord God, that we do not have to sink into the waters, O God, but if we keep our eyes focused on you, we will always stay above water. And Lord God, all the things that you are, all the things that you have created, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. It's about you tonight, oh God, because you're
Hallelujah.
Worthy. It's about you tonight, oh God,
yes, God.
Because you're faithful. It's
yes,
because
you
of you, God, that we have this life and have this life more abundantly. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, in the midst of anything that we're going through in the natural, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. We know that it works patience and gives us experience and hope. We know it, God, and we're not going to have pity parties every time something doesn't go our way, God, because you are indescribable and you're untamable, God. You are the one who orchestrates everything, Lord God, and if you have done that to your anointed, then we have to accept, oh God, that it is good. And because
it's good.
It is good, oh God, we rejoice even through the pain, oh God, even through the heartache, oh God, and through sickness, oh God. We appreciate you, Lord God. We bow down before you, oh God. We give you glory and honor, oh Lord, because you are worthy of all praise just because of who you are. My beloved, as I in this broadcast tonight, first of all, let me give my thanks to Reverend Ray. Thank you for just hanging out with me, sir.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Beautiful. But to anybody who's listening out there, I hope that you heard my heart, because I hope that my heart is an example of Christ's heart towards mankind. Personally, I've dedicated my life to the service of others for the sake of the kingdom, and with all the trials and hardships that I've personally been through, I count it all joy, Reverend Ray. I count it all joy, my beloved, because my God, I'm not even looking at the reward. I'm just looking at the fact that God, because of self-sacrifice and because of selflessness, that Lord God, you hear your servant, and Lord God, you bless in ways that confound the natural mind. Nobody could ever know what it feels like to be in your presence until they've accepted you and accepted your son Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They that have an ear, beloved, hear what God is saying to us tonight. He just simply says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall have rest unto your souls, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on, children, stop fighting it. Stop fighting and pulling and trying to make it work in a world that doesn't really want you, because the kingdom has the doors open, ready to receive you. Come on in. Experience the beautiful, beautiful joy of the God presence, of the God experience, of the God anointing. And watch your life turn around when you take the focus off of yourself and put it onto God. My God, beloved, I love you. I praise you. This has been the 19th episode of Adoration. I can't wait till next month to get to the 20th. But until then, God be with you. Again, thank you, Reverend Ray. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For my beloved Reverend Pat Randall, who's out there doing her thing tonight. I praise God for you all, and I praise God for this audience. I love you, and good night.
Good night.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Louis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month at 10 a.m., join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.